for our children and for those who enjoy illustrating. Your suggestion today is sharing or something that is fair. So you might want to illustrate what it looks like when people share and when people are fair to one another. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. As Stephanie reminded us, we began the academic year or programming year of the church with a short little three-word motto, do, love, walk, based on Micah 6:8, to do justice, to love kindness, to walk humbly with your God. Do, love, walk. That was 2019. This is 2020. And this is still our theme and our hope that we keep these three words in our minds this year. Do, love, walk. And so it just so happens that today the Micah passage is another one of the recommended readings for church today. So I put it in, and it goes along with this verse from these verses from Matthew, the Beatitudes. Now, blessed or blessed, those are words we use often today. Some of you may be users of social media, and you may see that people post pictures of themselves labeled blessed, or on certain, depends on how the site works, they may have the hashtag, which is the pound sign, for those of us who are a little older, and that's a way to identify a certain word, hashtag blessed. And it's almost a joke in social media today. You might see people sitting with their family, which is a wonderful thing, and they post the word blessed. Sometimes people who get a new car or something like that, they post the word blessed, which is to me is a little bit too loose of the word there, unless you were truly, truly without transportation. Then it is a blessing to get a car. And so it's almost become kind of a joke in the world how many people use the word blessed on their social media postings. Well, maybe you're not a social media user, but you may use the word blessed. And I think we're only getting half the picture when we use the word blessed about what it means. See, when we use it, we are often referring to something we have already received. We use the word blessed to refer to something that has already come our way. I'm blessed to have received this new job that I just got. I'm blessed to have a loving family, which has already come my way. We're blessed to have good health care in this area, something that has already come our way. Those are indeed blessings. Work to provide for oneself and one's family, a loving family and a good home, good health care. Indeed, those truly are blessings. Yet, that is half the picture. What we have already received or what has already come our way can indeed be a blessing. But then there's the future. There are blessings for the future as well. Now, where I got this idea was from a Palestinian bishop in one of the, I think he's a Catholic or Eastern Orthodox Christian. I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, Elias Shakur. He wrote about the Beatitudes saying that they have to do with the future. He translates them as, go out, you who are blessed, and don't be afraid. Go out, you who mourn, you're blessed. Go out and live your life experiencing the joy of Christ. Go out, you who are blessed, with that internal fire in your belly to hunger and thirst for righteousness. Go out and do what God is calling you to do. Your blessings are leading you to the future. So it's not just a static thing. It's not just about what we've received already, but where we are going. So Bishop Shakur encourages us to think about the future tense of blessings, or grammar's not my strong suit, to think about the imperative of blessings, as in go, do, be someone. In other words, if you love people, keep loving and being loved. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. You're blessed. Keep on blessing. If you hunger for justice and if it upsets you that things are not right in the world, that's a blessing. Go forward and do something. Don't let that fire in your belly die out. You're blessed. If you are walking a rocky and exhausting road, Jesus mentions persecution on his behalf. We know there are many other roads that are tiring to walk. If you're walking that long road, keep walking. You're blessed. God's not going to leave you alone. This is another way, perhaps, to interpret or to read these beautiful verses for us. If you're poor in spirit right now, don't be downhearted about it. That's a blessing. Go and seek something that fills the spirit. If you're empty, go out and seek the good and be filled. If you mourn, do not be sad. There's a blessing in your comfort that's coming this way. Indeed, many people in this church can testify to the blessings that have come their way when they have lost a family member or had significant loss in their personal lives. People here care for one another, send cards, call. Indeed, those are blessings. And those come our way after we have already shared that we're mourning. So if you're mourning, you're still blessed. You will be comforted. If you are meek, not arrogant or too proud, then you're blessed. Something is coming your way that the proud and arrogant and haughty are going to miss because they're not even looking for it. As I mentioned before, if you hunger and thirst for righteousness, you're blessed. I know it can be frustrating to be that type of person. I had a friend in high school whose mother was at every single protest. This was a woman whose fire was in her belly for justice. I don't see how she did it. It must have been exhausting. And it seemed to me I don't see how you could live your life that way, always being frustrated that things are wrong, but that was a blessing given to her to be out there trying to make the world better, trying to make the world a better place. It was not a blessing given to me, and I realized when I went to one of the protests with her, it was down at NC State, and I felt claustrophobic. There were so many people crowded in, and I thought, she's got something that I don't got. She's got that fire in the belly, and bless her. Bless her for it. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are you when you love others, extend kindness to them, because in doing that, mercy and love also come your way. Blessed are the pure in heart. Maybe it's tough some days to be someone who is pure in heart when the world is clouded and impure. But for those who are pure in heart, certain visions, certain blessings, certain understandings will come their way. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who get out in a world of conflict and strife. It's hard work, but those peacemakers are children of God. And blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake or who are blamed or judged for following Jesus. There's blessing in that too. As we go into 2020, we've already completed 1 month of it. May we go forward with a sense of that future or that imperative. Yes, we've been blessed. Many blessings have already come our way. And what's next? What blessings are down the road because of our hunger, our thirst, our mercy, our desire for peace? What's coming down the road for us? It is a blessing from God. So friends, let's continue to do, love, walk, be thankful for our blessings, and look forward to many more. Amen.